Hi, my beautiful queens and kings. It is your one and only Queen Dish here. Woo! Wow. A lot has happened. A lot is happening in terms of growth and aligning and, you know, energy shifting. And so for those of you, you know, who are certainly on the path, I get it. I get it. I was led to do this podcast today. And of course, you know, y'all know how I operate. And so, it has been a journey. And I'm sure a lot of you are also on your journeys in your lives, and, you know, everything is happening for you. You know, it's for you to heal and grow and evolve and, you know, transform your life, and really help you to be your best self, right? And so, you know, happy Sunday, my royals. Happy Sunday. You know, today is Sunday in the U.S. what's today's date? The 5th, November 5th, 2023. So, yes, happy Sunday wherever you are in the world, my queens and my kings. I love you. I definitely love you. And, you know, we are in this together. We are in this together. And, you know, it can be rough sometimes, you know. I keep it real. We keep it 100 here, you know. You're going to have to, I'm not going to say you're going to have to, but based on my intention, like, your mask, if you're wearing a mask, like, you're going to have, I just think you're going to have to drop your mask. Like, if you're putting on a facade, that's going to crumble, right? Like, you know, my intention is for us to be authentic, you know, and to be our full authentic selves. You know, if you're wearing a mask and you're putting on a facade for people, you know, you're not really being fully you. You're people pleasing. You know, you're probably being manipulative. Like, you're getting people, you're seeking that external validation for, like, the wrong reasons. And, you know, you're wanting to maybe be liked and wanting to be, you know, loved or desperate for that. And so you're doing everything in your power, you know, to get that, to feel validated, you know. But is it really underlying, like, underneath the surface, is it really you? And often it's not you and who you are and your beliefs and how you truly feel. It's the version of you that you want people to perceive. It's the version of you, like, that you want, you know, people to like, which is like a representative, you know, like how in dating we say, you know, the person showed up with their representative, like they presented themselves a certain way, but that's not who they really are, you know? And so imagine, you know, you get a person to fall in love, or you fall in love with a person based on their representative. Well, when the truth of who they are comes out, oftentimes that doesn't work out because you, you fell in love with a version of them that wasn't them. It was their representative. Like, they sold you a dream, you know, or maybe you were the one that sold them a dream, you know. And then when the truth came out, right, which I believe it always does, when the truth manifests itself, and then it crumbles because the foundation was never solid. It was based off of manipulation. It was based off of you not being who you are. It was based off of you creating, you know, a certain identity or perception, you know, for people to perceive you a certain way, which wasn't truly authentically you, you know? And so, you know, my intention is that, you, or should I say my hope and intention is that we are all doing the work within ourselves to heal, right? To heal our trauma bonds, you know, to heal our limiting beliefs, to heal the things or maybe the ways in which we've been conditioned that haven't helped us to be, you know, our authentic selves and to really be living a life that we have always wanted or envisioned, right? So like doing the work, right? For us to always be healing and growing and evolving, you know, on a path to our best selves. So we're living our best lives and on our terms. Okay, let's add that. On our terms, okay? And so if you're on the journey, whew, high five, a salute to you, because I know this ish ain't easy. OMG, let me tell y'all. But I'm here and I believe in myself and I believe in you all. I believe in what we can do. I believe in what you all can do. I believe in myself. I believe in you all. And I want you all to believe in yourselves about what's possible for you, right? Like there's no limits, right? It's just we have to work through the limits we have within ourselves or the belief about, you know, what might be limiting us. So I love y'all. I just, I was led to come on and it was surprising, you know, well, not surprising, but like when it hit me, like you should do the podcast, I was kind of like, oh, you know, because I haven't done one in a couple months now, you know, but the space that I'm in now, as opposed to the space that I was in like earlier in the year. Yeah, definitely different spaces, you know, like, and so it's just been an interesting journey. And I know if it's certainly been interesting for me, I imagine you all have had some interesting journeys in your lives as well, you know, maybe up and down, left and right, maybe some turbulence, maybe you know, things getting shaken up, you know, maybe people, you know, you recognizing different, you know, things within people or your circle and, you know, just different things, you know, different things. And so, again, I just salute you all. Whew, I have to salute you. I am on this journey with you. And that is definitely what the heck it is. And so, just remember, my queens and kings, that, you know, if you ask for change in your life, everything is going to change. If you ask for change in every in any area of your life, if you ask for change in any area of your life, things have to change. Things are going to change. You cannot ask for change and expect things to stay the same. It doesn't even make sense. Okay? If you start to focus on one area in your life, it's going to affect every other area of your life. You know, if this is your season, for example, of focusing on your health, okay? As you focus on your health and you know, heal and grow in that area, that's going to affect every other area of your life. If you're focused on your finances, same thing. If you're focused on your spiritual life, like everything affects every area of our life, right? And so if you ask for any type of change in your life, be prepared for change in your life. You cannot desire change, okay, and then expect things to stay the same, right? Please get that. Like, if you want to improve one area of your life, ladies and gentlemen, okay, some things are going to have to happen. There's probably some new information you might need to get. There's some new, there's some things that you're going to need to do, some different action you probably have to take, right? And so you doing those things differently is going to give you a different result, right? So if you're looking for change, if you, you know, are looking for your purpose, looking for your calling, you're wanting change in some area of your life, be prepared for what comes with that. Okay? Like, be prepared. Because it's not going to be this just easy alphabet A to Z walk in the park. Okay? I'm not saying it's going to be dark and downtrodden and you're always going to be in the peaks and valleys. However, I certainly don't want you all to think that this path is romantic. Like, I'm not going to romanticize this for you, right? I see people out here kind of romanticizing entrepreneurship. It's not romantic, okay? Like, it ain't romantic in the way that it seems some people are trying to make it, as if you're just going to come up with an idea, you know, like a microwave, this microwave, like microwave society sometimes, you know, like, you're going to come up with an idea on Monday, and then Tuesday you're going to, you know, work it, and then Wednesday, like, you're rich and successful. You know, it's just, it doesn't work like that. Like, there's some time you're going to have to put into watering all of that, you know, watering your ideas, working them, healing the things that you need to heal within yourself to be successful in whatever idea you were given and that you're working on. Like, there's certain habits and discipline that you need to have, you know, to be able to maybe operate or maintain, you know, whatever it is that you are working on or working towards. Like, it is not just this walk in the park, because let's be honest, if it were that easy, everybody would do it. If it were that easy, everybody would do it. There would be way more successful people, like way more happiness and joy and peace in the world if everybody was happy and wonderful because they were all living their best lives and, you know, we all were operating in our gifts and our purpose and our calling and, you know, we all executed on our goals and dreams. And, you know, if we were all operating from that kind of space, because it was that easy, oh, this world would be a different place, honey. Let's just be honest. It would be a totally different place. So let's come back to reality. If it were that easy, everybody would do it. Everybody would have already done it. Okay? This ain't for the weak. Let me just, you know, put that out there. Or just remind you, this is not for the weak. Oh my gosh, this is not for the weak, okay? Because you are going to be, I would say, stretched. You're going to be stretched, and you're going to have to face yourself, and you're going to have to be honest with yourself, and you're going to have to look yourself in that mirror and be brutally honest about how you show up, how you have been showing up, what you've done, what you didn't do. So, like, the actions that you've taken, the inaction that you haven't taken, like, you are going to really have to do a deep dive, okay? And I think a lot of people sometimes are not really ready for that level of truth. They're not ready for that in the way that it requires. If you talk about you try to live your best life and be your best self, like, it's a journey. I believe it's a spiritual journey, really. Like, it's a spiritual journey. Like, oh my goodness, like, spiritual growth. Oof. Yeah, you're gonna have to face yourself in every way, and it forces you to grow it, but it forces you to become aware. And you know, you ultimately, of course, get to decide what you're going to do. Either you're going to face yourself and be honest, brutally honest about who you are and how you've shown up and what you've been doing and how you've been operating. You're going to be brutally honest and do the work to heal, H-E-A-L, you know, and heal and continue to work on yourself to improve your life, you know, and to elevate yourself. Or you're going to, it's possible, you know, some people will continue to lie to themselves. They will continue to deflect. They will continue to people please. They will continue to put on a facade. They will continue to wear a mask. You know, they will not do the work. They will not do the work required. And that is why they will continue to get the results that they've been getting, because they refuse to face themselves. They refuse to be honest with themselves. They refuse to not even look in the mirror. Some people refuse to even look themselves in the mirror, right? But not only do they not look themselves in the mirror, they won't even do any work. Like, yeah, it is what it is, right? But if you want change in any area of your life, if you want to improve any area of your life, if you're not maybe where you want to be, or you just want things to be different or better, I'm just reminding you that you're asking for something to be different. So you're going to have to do something different. Okay. You're probably going to have to show up differently, take some different actions. Something is going to have to be different in order to get different results. And in the process of that, because it is a process, just don't be unrealistic, I would say, in your expectation of how things are going to happen or manifest. Okay. Because again, I'm not saying it's all going to be dark. It's all going to be valleys. However, I just think people need to stop romanticizing entrepreneurship. They need to stop romanticizing the path to greatness, the path to your greatness, right? Your evolution, you evolving, towards your best self, and you being on the path to your goals and your dreams and whatever it is that you want to change in your life. It is a process. It's a process, and it is not all rainbows and unicorns. Okay. Trust me when I tell you, I'm gonna keep it real with y'all. Like, I'm not going to BS and, do a fluff. No, I'm not going to do that. Okay. Cause people need like real stories. We need authenticity. We need real people. Okay. Not the people wearing a mask and the people putting on facades. And, I can listen. We all have our gifts. We all have our talents. We all have our abilities. All I'm going to say is I ain't dumb. All I'm going to say is, I believe I have certain spiritual gifts that allow me to see through a lot of the smoke screen. And all I'm going to say, queens and kings, is people will expose themselves. And I'm going to leave it at that. People will expose themselves for who they are, what their intention really is. And I would just suggest for you all to pray or meditate or seek guidance from your source, whatever it is that you call that. Seek guidance from the divinity within you about who is who, about who is who, about the things that are important to you. Just seek counsel, right? Seek guidance from your source on how to best navigate certain situations, on how to, maybe deal with certain people. Seek your seek guidance from your higher power, your source, on figuring all of this out, is all I'm going to say. But people will certainly expose themselves, and You can only wear a mask, but for so long, you know, and people sometimes they'll hide behind, they're hiding behind themselves. They'll hide behind themselves. And, you know, there's a certain identity that some people have created, like I said, the representative, and they're still operating from the representative, you know? And so every decision that they make, every, you know, their life, you know, everything is connected, right? And so if you have a representative and that's the identity that you've lived your life from, a certain, just a certain way of being, you know, there's a certain identity that you're operating from that's not authentic, every decision that you've made, all including all of the people in your life, the jobs that you've taken, the people that you have chosen, the relationships that you have gotten into, all of that is attached to the inauthentic representative. It's all attached to every person, everything is attached to that identity, which is not your true self. So every decision that you've made, every decision that you're making, you know, it's not really coming from an authentic part of you, right? Because it's not you, it's the representative. It's the version of you, you know, the mask that you've been wearing. It's the facade that you've been putting on all these years, you know, to get people to like you, right? You act a certain way so people will like you or perceive you to be a certain way, but deep down, the God or divinity within you, whatever you call, whatever you want to call that, okay? It knows the truth, right? If you believe there is something greater than all of us, whether you call that God, nature, the divine universe, whatever you call it, your source, like there's something with greater, again, if you believe that, I do, there's something greater than all of us. And it knows the truth of who you are at the core, right? Beneath the surface. And so if you've been putting on a facade all these years, it knows the truth. It knows that, you know, maybe you're operating from, you know, fear or trauma, or, you know, you are operating from, you know, a certain way that you've been conditioned to, you know, out of survival, right? Like we all have issues, trust me. We all have issues. However, for us to heal that, we have to be honest about it first, right? We can't be in denial about the truth. And so, trust me, there are some people that will not look themselves in a mirror because they know. I mean, let's keep it real. Like they know. They know they're not who they say they are, right? And so, queens and kings, you know, I really hope that you all love yourselves enough to want the best for yourself and to want to elevate, to want to live your best life on your terms, you know, whatever is for you and right for you and, you know, brings you joy and makes you happy and, you know, fulfills you. Like I want that for you. And I hope that you would want that for yourself, and you deserve that. It's your absolute birthright, your absolute birthright. To have abundance and prosperity and love in your life and happiness and joy and peace of mind, right? It's your birthright to have all of those things, for all of us to have all of those things. And so in order to, you know, have that or live that, you know, we have to also be living our truth, right? You have to be living our truth. And if you're in denial and you constantly deflect, you know, and you're wearing a mask, you continue to wear a mask, you know, well, don't be surprised that things don't change in your life, right? If you refuse to acknowledge that there's probably some areas where you can improve, some things you need to work on, some things that you can, you know, that you need to heal, like we all do. Like if you are in denial about that, and you keep deflecting, right? And just, you keep putting on a facade. Well, okay, that's fine. You know, however, your life will be reflective of that, right? Our outside world is a reflection of our inner world. And so, I think a lot of people think it's all about the external stuff, and it's more about the inner. It's more about your inner space. You know, where are you mentally, emotionally, spiritually? Like, where are you in those areas? You know, your like that inner game, your inner confidence, your inner self-esteem, your inner peace. Like, where are you with all of that? Yeah. But you got to be honest. Be honest with yourself. Like, you can't change anything you're not willing to acknowledge, right? Like, denial and just deflection is not going to help, right? Have the courage. I hope you have the courage to face yourself, because it ain't easy. Okay? It is easier to be deluded, right? It's easier to be delusional about it. It's easier to turn the other cheek. It's easier to blame. It's easier to deflect. It's easier to just deny, right? To be in denial. Yeah, that's easy. It's easy. You know, but is that going to get you closer to where you want to be? Is that going to help you have maybe a mental, an emotional, spiritual, financial breakthrough if you're not willing to be honest about where you are and how you got there and how to heal and how to improve? Like, no. How is your mind, how is your brain going to be able to come up with solutions when you deny the very fact, you know, that you're in whatever space that you're in, or that you've been operating how you've been operating in a way that hasn't been clearly serving for you? It hasn't been, you know, fitting for you. It hasn't been working out in your favor, right? How can you expect change and you know, want to grow and stuff, and you're not even willing to be honest about how you got there? You're not willing to do the inner work to heal, right? You're not, how, you can't change anything you won't acknowledge. We're all flawed. We're all imperfect, honey. We all have issues, boo. Hello, let me raise my hand. Raise your hand, boo. Like, we all have issues, excuse me. Like, but we can't change, you know, if we don't change, right? Nothing changes if nothing changes. Like, and we can't, you can't change what you won't acknowledge. And so if you're in denial or deluded, or you're, you know, trying to be delusional, like if you're just not living in reality, or you're just in denial and you constantly deflect as if you've had no hand in what has happened, well then, okay. I mean, to each their own. I mean, I'm not here to force you to do anything. I offer my perspective. This is my perspective. This is my opinion. And you have the opportunity, you have free will. You can implement or not implement. You can listen or not listen, but I'm not here to force you to do anything. I just make suggestions and recommendations, and you take the information and do what you will or not. Right. But you know, deflection, denial, I mean, that's more of a, that's closer to the victim side, like the victim mentality, than it is a victor mentality, a victorious mentality, right? You know, you've got to take responsibility for your life and where you're at. And this is why I said it's a journey. And I salute y'all, all of us on this journey, because OMG, it is not for the weak. Lord have mercy. Oh my gosh, I remember a conversation I was having with someone recently, and we were just like, OMG, this is so not for the weak. Like, people on this path, like really, the people truly on the path know what it's like. There's no way, like, if you just pretend that everything is okay all the time, and yeah, it's just always sunshine, and like, you know, like as if it's never rained before, or it never rains, or, you know, it's just like you live in some alternate universe, or you pretend, like you pretend, you put on a good facade, like you're wearing your mask and you just pretend like nothing ever happens, like everything's always honky-dory. Like, that ain't even real, because life happens to everyone. And I'm a lot more mindful of people like that, because I know the type of people I want in my life, and you all can figure out the type of people you want in your life. But listen, for me, because life happens to everyone. Life is happening for us, right? As we say, life doesn't happen to you, it happens for you, right? For you to grow, to evolve, to heal, to transform, right? So it's happening for you, right? To help you in becoming your best self, the highest expression of yourself, right? And so things are going to happen to help you become aware, to help you, you know, in your growth and expansion. And so there's no way you will remain the same person if you're on this journey, if you really truly are on a journey of like enlightenment and growth and expansion and, you know, committed to healing yourself and, you know, doing the inner work. Like, there's no way like that everything is just hunky-dory all the time, because some things are going to surface for you. And sometimes, unfortunately, for you to awaken, right, for you to kind of make a move, make a different move, for God to get your attention, God, universe, divine, again, whatever you call that source, okay, but for God to get your attention, sometimes something bad happens, or, you know, catastrophe or a tragedy, but it wakes you up, because that was the only way that you would wake up. Like, that's the only way that God could get your attention. That's the only way that, like, God could force you to do something different, or to get you in that new job, or to get you to that new city. Like, something, unfortunately, you know, had to happen, catastrophic maybe, or like I said, just a tragedy, but it had to happen to wake you up. Because you were just, you know, and I'm guilty of it too. I'm on the journey with you. You know that, right? Like, a lot of times we're just operating from autopilot. Like, we're just doing life as we've been conditioned to do. And then at the same time, we want change and we want different. And, you know, we're at our jobs daydreaming of wanting a different life. But it's like, we're too comfortable. But then we're scared. We're, you know, we have fear about what might happen or what might not happen. And it's like, well, God wants the best for us, right? The universe is on our side. And so if you have a vision or a goal, you know, a dream or dreams and goals that, you know, you are holding in your heart, well, that the divinity within you knows that, right? That it knows the truth of who you are. It knows the truth of what you really want. Right? And that's why I said it knows if you're putting on a facade, wearing a mask, it knows that you're not being your full authentic self, right? That same divinity knows your heart and what you really want and what you really want out of life and what you want to do, all those things, right? And so, like, you sometimes, I hate to say, have to experience pain, but some things have to happen to wake you up, because otherwise we would just continue being comfortable and just continue being, you know, on autopilot, our lives just kind of running on autopilot, you know, and we never really kind of jump or take a risk or do something that will get us closer to what we really want and what we really desire deep down, you know. And so sometimes things have to get shaken up. You know, God's got to kind of shake things up to kind of get your attention to say, like, hey, you should do this or you should do that. Or, you know what I mean? Like, it's a journey. My lovely queens and kings, like, it's a journey. It is such a journey. Transformation is a process. Do not let people out here fool you. It is, success does not happen overnight. Transformation doesn't happen overnight. It is a journey. And like I said, it is not all rainbows and unicorns. It is not dark all the time. But just, I just want us to be real about, you know, it not being rainbows and unicorns all the time either. It's just, think of it to me, is just like this ebb and flow. Life is just kind of an ebb and flow. You know, sometimes, you know, we're up. We're up, and maybe we can even say the majority of the time we're up, right? But it's life. And at some point, yeah, something unexpected might happen. And it's life. It's just life. It's going to happen. Things happen sometimes unexpectedly, you know, and we've got to figure out what it is, the lesson, or, you know, why did that happen? Or how did I get here? Like, you know, something I've learned, which I'm going to be starting to do again, is asking the right questions. And so the victim mindset, you know, asks disempowering questions, and like the victor mindset asks empowering questions. And so I'm definitely, you know, continuing on my journey of reconnecting with myself and aligning. And that is something I just wrote down myself about, you know, the empowering questions. And so I can also figure out what I need to figure out and how I need to move going forward, right? And so I hope the same for you, and want the same for you. But yeah, so my queens and kings, just, you know, I really hope you all like yourselves enough and love yourselves enough to do the work, to heal, you know. Sheesh, you deserve the best. I mean, we deserve the best. You deserve the best. It is your divine birthright to be successful, to have success, to be abundant, to be prosperous, to have amazing people in your life, you know, supportive people, people that are for you, right? It's not about just what they can benefit from off of you, right? Not just for them to feed off of you, not for them just to benefit from, you know, association with you, but actually people that are for you. I think of it as bare naked soul. Who would be for you, bare naked soul, right? So take away your title, take away your celebrity per se, take away your titles, right? Who are you? And who are the people that would be for you? Take away all the fancy, shiny stuff. Would they still be around, right? You got to be honest. I never forget the rapper. Now, don't quote me here, but I want to say it was DJ Khaled. I'm not for certain, but I feel like it was him. And he said, and if it wasn't him, it was one of them. But in essence, long story short, he basically said he tested his crew out. And he was like, something like maybe 100 people, something like that. Like, he was going to take them on a trip somewhere, you know, pay for everything. And then at the last minute, he was like, oh man, you know, I can't do it. I can't pay for it. And he wanted to see like who would still be there for him. Like, who would still be there rolling with him, regardless of the fact that, like, say he couldn't pay for it, for example. So it's like, you're trying to see who's really there for you. Are they just there because of who you are, your celebrity, you know, what they get to benefit from because, you know, they're connected to you, for example. And so when he did that, you know, out of like 100 people, he said there were only like 6 people that stayed around. Six. And so this is just my personal perspective, is that I believe in quality over quantity. And I hear a lot of people, oh, my friend's this and my friend's that. And I think a lot of people have a lot of associates. I think a lot of people have a lot of, they have maybe socialites. So they have people in their lives that are maybe for something specific, but are they like friends? Are they like friends? No, they're not. You know, it's no different than like Facebook. People have 5,000 Facebook friends, but in real life, are you really friends with all 5,000 of those people? No, you're not. And so I just think be mindful, maybe, ladies and gentlemen, be mindful of, you know, the people in your circle, and maybe the label that you're attaching to them, because everybody, you know, just kind of, it seems like, has this umbrella of, or this, you know, very generic, generalized idea maybe of friends, and just saying, oh, my friend this and my friend that, and like, you know, you meet somebody for the first time and you're like, and all of a sudden, like, y'all are best friends, and it's like, that ain't real. You know what I mean? I'm not saying you can't meet someone and have an instant connection and you feel like, oh my gosh, you know, where have you been all my life? Of course. But that, the potential or the possibility, the blossoming of that friendship is going to happen naturally, right? It's going to happen. But I mean, on day one, is that really like your best friend on day one? No, because that's no different than a person that love bombs. They just met you and all of a sudden they are in love. How? They don't even know you, right? It's like there's an idea of something and then there's the reality of it. Okay, the idea versus a reality. And while I'm not, again, like I said, I'm not saying the feeling isn't genuine. I'm not saying that, you know, you can't continue on and then naturally, yes, you become besties or you become great friends, you know, in terms of a relationship, that yes, maybe on day one, the attraction is mutual. And then of course you guys date and you continue and it blossoms into a, you know, a loving, wonderful relationship or partnership. Of course. But like on day one, come on. Right. And so it's just sometimes we say things and we're doing things that are kind of like, it's like an idea of, as opposed to the reality of, you know, and everyone is not your friend. You know, there's no way to go around that. I love y'all. And again, you know, I'm on this journey with you. Everyone is not your friend. Everyone's not going to be your friend. And really, everyone shouldn't be. Like, you're not going to vibe with everyone. You cannot be everything to everyone, and you're not going to be. And you shouldn't be trying to force that, right? And so just I want you all to protect yourselves, and I want you to protect your peace and your energy, and you know, just pay attention. Like, everyone is not your friend, okay? It's an unfortunate truth, but the truth nonetheless. Everyone is not your friend, and you should not, in my opinion, be calling everybody your friend. Like, you haven't traveled, you don't know their family, you don't know really, you know, anything about them. I mean, how are y'all close? Like, what are you basing that off of? Like, some kind of fantasy or something? Like, again, the idea versus reality. And you know, in a way, it's that saying, how we do anything is how we do everything. And I have seen where that phrase has been challenged. What I would say is, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree, right? And to me, the reality is, you know, if you, whatever space you're in, consciously, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, right, everything is connected. Everything is connected. And so if you're settling in one area of your life, it's most likely you're settling in other areas of your lives. If you're, you know, people pleasing, you're probably people pleasing in other areas too, right? You know, I just think everything is connected. And so that's why when you upgrade or you change or you improve one area of your life, it affects every area of your life, right? And so it's no different. It's just everyone is not for you. Some people are for what they can benefit from or what they can, they're just, unfortunately, sometimes I just think some people are more for withdrawals than they are deposits, you know, and I just think you all should be mindful. That's all. Just be mindful. Be mindful. And, you know, I don't know that you should generalize everyone as a friend, because I don't think everyone is your friend. I love you all. I love you. I love us. And like, I want us all to have the best of everything. And that includes people, like the people in our circles, you know, our circle of friends, our people, and everyone is not. And I just, I think that's maybe a part of the being on autopilot to some degree sometimes in our conditioning. You know, we just generalize, oh, this is my friend, hey girl, and you know, no, we're not. You know, we're not, and you're not, and you're not going to be, you know. If all you do is do brunch together, you're brunch buddies, right? Like, come on. If the only time y'all see each other is at social events, I would call y'all socialites, you know? Like I said, you haven't really done anything. You don't have deep conversations. Like, you're not, you haven't traveled together. Like, you've done nothing together, or you're not doing anything together that really, to me, speaks to, like, this deeper connection. So, I mean, how are you supposedly besties? I don't know. But anyway, again, my perspective, my take, you know, we all have our perspectives and our opinions. I'm just, and we all see the world differently and through the lens, you know, our lens based on our perception, and that's based on our experiences, our conditioning. No right or wrong. It just is. Okay. So anyhow, I had just said all that to say is, like, you know, protect yourself, protect your peace, protect your energy, you know, and just remember that words have power. And, you know, I just, out of self-love and self-respect, I would want you all to, I would say, as you heal, as you continue to heal, you know, that it's natural you will be looking at everything. For those of us who courageous enough and brave enough to brace the wilderness and go on this path, you're going to have to face everything. Your friendships, your relationships, your thoughts, you know, your conditioning, your beliefs. You're going to have to face yourself and everything that comes with that. And so, you know, as you become more aware, more self-aware, and you heal, things are going to shift around you. It's just inevitable. It really is. There's no way that if you want change, things are not going to change in your life. And if you want better, you know, it's going to be for the better. It may suck in the process, I'm telling you, but trust and believe it will be for the betterment of you, based on whatever it is that you're after, you know, whatever your heart's desires are, you know, whatever is in your heart, and on your mind, you know, for you to accomplish, to achieve whatever it is that you want, and you deserve that. So, I love y'all. I trust what comes up. You know, I think based on my own prayer, I had something in mind, but I trust when I start, you know, that God, you know, whatever needs to be said will be said for you all. And so I salute you. I mean, yeah, it takes courage to really go on a journey of, like, self-discovery and facing yourself and healing and doing the work. And it's ongoing. You know, you don't just arrive overnight. Like, it's ongoing. Doing the work is ongoing, or doing the inner work is ongoing. And so, just, whew, I salute you, and whew, hold on, because listen, I said, I feel like sometimes it's spiritual warfare, but you know, it's happening for me, it's happening for you, it's happening for us. And it's getting us to that next level, whatever that next level is for you, for me, for us. You know, everything is happening for us to help us heal and grow and evolve, you know, in the right direction. And so, as I have to remind myself, I just want to remind you all to hold on, to not give up, because sometimes this turbulence ain't no joke. OMG. But it's happening and unfolding as it should. And I can tell you it's hard to believe that sometimes, but I have to, and I hope that you all do. And so that's why I just say, you know, seek guidance and counsel from your higher source or your higher power, your source, whatever you call that, to help you navigate everything. Because, whew, this ain't for the weak. But I know that each and every one of you, each and every one of us is equipped, divinely equipped. We have what it takes. You have what it takes. Do not give up. Like, the world needs me. The world needs you. No one can do what you do, no matter how hard they try, no matter how hard, you know, they try to copy you. They're not you. No matter how hard, if there's someone out there trying to copy or emulate me, they will never be me. Okay? So stop trying. You're not going to be me. Be you. Like, be an original. Be an original. Okay? You know, I understand that jealousy and envy exists in the world. I am not in denial about that, right? I'm not focused on it, and nor am I in denial about it, okay? You queens and kings may have people that, you know, unfortunately may be jealous of you or envious of you or have been, you know, maybe secretly in competition with you, maybe an unconscious or subconscious hater. You know, listen, you don't focus on that. Is it reality? Yes, but we're not focused on that. I'm not focused on that. You just be, you be you. You be authentically yourself. You focus on yourself. You do what's right for you. And you consult with your higher power, the divinity within you, to help you navigate everything. End of story. Okay. As I said earlier, people will expose themselves. And if you are definitely committed to the path and you want to heal and really, you know, fulfill your purpose in this lifetime or your calling, like if you're really committing to that, then know that you're committing to the process and know that the process of any type of growth and transformation, whew, is a process full of twists and turns, a lot of rainbows. Yes, a lot of rainbows, a lot of sunshine. But there are, in fact, in reality, sometimes where the clouds come out. It's life, ebb and flow. It's life, okay? So not, again, not always sunny, but it certainly isn't always rainy, okay? Just like out here, we love when it's great weather, and sometimes we need the rain to come because it gets dry, right? We need the rain sometimes because the crops are the plants and the air humidity, like we like, ooh, we need some rain to balance this stuff out. So rain is not necessarily a bad thing. It's sometimes what we need, right? It is. And so it's life, okay? But it's a process. It's a process, okay? And if you are committing, then know that you're also committing to everything entailed in that process. Good, bad, ugly, and indifferent. Okay? But we are here and we can do it. You got this. I got this. You got this. We got this. Okay. Queens and kings, ladies and gentlemen, we got this. We can do it. We can do it. We can do it. You can do it. Do not give up. We got this. You got this. You are meant for greatness. You are meant for more. You deserve it. You deserve more. You deserve all of your heart's desires. You know, we rebuke the spirit of stagnation in our lives. We rebuke the spirit of neutrality in our lives, you know, just kind of being neutral, sort of in the middle. We rebuke that spirit. We rebuke jealous and envious people in our lives, whether we know who they are or we don't know God. We rebuke those people. We rebuke, ooh, yes. Mm. We rebuke the spirit of jealousy and envy in our lives, God. We rebuke and release people in our lives that are not for us, God. You know, we rebuke and release the people, places, and things that are not in alignment with us anymore. We rebuke and release the things that are not bringing us peace, you know, we rebuke and release anything that is just not a part of your will and your vision for us, God. So, you know, we rebuke and release dead weight in our lives, God. We rebuke and we release old energies that are no longer serving us, God. We rebuke and release misalignment. We rebuke and release incongruency. We rebuke and release stagnation. We rebuke and release procrastination in our lives, God. We rebuke and release anything that is not from you, God. And so it is. It is so. Amen, amen, amen. I love y'all. I love y'all. And I'm hoping that just like I was led to do this podcast, I'm hoping that I'm led to kind of get back to it, maybe. You know, I trust, I don't force anything. Maybe this was just something that, you know, God had me do because somebody needed it. I always know there's always one person that needs exactly what the message that I'm given. I clearly think there's more than one, but you know, if you just change one life and that one person changes one life and it just keeps going like that, millions of lives will be changed around the world, right? And so you may think you're not doing a lot, but trust me, if you help one person and you know, that person changes their lives for the better and they feel better and they show up better and they do better, and you know, that causes them to then do the same thing for someone else. It's a domino effect. It's just this chain reaction of good and love in the world. Why wouldn't we want that? And so don't think what you're doing is not enough. If you change one person, if you're a blessing to one person, it's still a blessing. And I'm sure that person is grateful for you. Okay. Don't discount or discredit small beginnings. Don't discount or discredit, you know, a small number of people as opposed to a bigger number, right? If you have a solid 100 fans that vibe with you, rock with you, and they are like just waiting for whatever your next thing is, or, you know, content, products, songs, whoever, whatever it is, like, you love those 100 people. Just because it's not a million followers, like, no, you love your 100 people. If it's 5 people, you love your 5 people, honey. Don't discount or discredit small beginnings. Don't discount or discredit small numbers. Okay? Remember, quality over quantity. And wouldn't it be better to have a solid group of a small number of people who are absolutely for you, genuinely, than a whole bunch of fake people that ain't really for you, right? Quality over quantity. So I love you. I'm so grateful for you. If no one has told you today, you are loved, you are supported, you are important, you do matter, your goals and your dreams matter. You know, it can be a lonely journey. It certainly can. The path of transformation can certainly be a lonely journey at times. Sometimes you need the solitude, you know, for God to speak to you in a way where you will hear him, or for your source to speak to you in a way that you will hear what you need to hear. And so sometimes you have to be removed, right? We got to remove the distractions for you to hear what you need to hear. But you are loved, you are supported, you matter. Your desires of your heart matter. Do not give up. Hold on. It's rough sometimes. Hell, oof. It is, but you would not be given the dream, the goal, the desires, the stuff on your vision board. You would not be given all of that if you did not have the capacity to fulfill it. If you didn't have it in you, it wouldn't have come to you. Okay, so believe in yourself, my dear queens and kings. Believe in yourself. Trust the process. You got this. I am your sister. Queen in love and with love, but we are going to get through this. And so I hope You are certainly encouraged. Do your thing. Queen on, queen up, king on, and king up. And I absolutely love you. And I will talk to y'all next time. I love you. Mwah, mwah, mwah. Bye-bye.